No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 10th day of January. We are winding this week down together in God's Word, and we're still in the book of Job. We left off yesterday a little differently, with some silence, just getting comfortable or learning to get comfortable with the silence. Silence is an ancient practice, but practice is the key word. We have to practice things that we are not good at, that we are not comfortable with, and I think it's a good thing to just learn to practice listening. And I trust and I hope that God spoke for himself to your heart. This is relationship with God. Yesterday we left off with Job responding to his friend's intellect, Zophar. And today we pick up today with Job continuing that conversation. Job chapters 24 through 28 today. And today is the final day in the Christian Standard Bible. Job, chapter 24. Why does the Almighty not reserve times for judgment? Why do those who know him never see his days? The wicked displace boundary markers. They steal a flock and provide pasture for it. They drive away the donkeys owned by the fatherless and take the widow's ox as collateral. They push the needy off the road. The poor of the land are forced into hiding. Like wild donkeys in the wilderness, the poor go out to their task of foraging for food. The desert provides nourishment for their children. They gather their fodder in the field and glean the vineyards of the wicked. Without clothing, they spend the night naked, having no covering against the cold. Drenched by mountain rains, they huddle against the rocks, shelterless. The fatherless infant is snatched from the breast. The nursing child of the poor is seized as collateral. Without clothing, they wander about naked. They carry sheaves but go hungry. They crush olives in their presses. They tread the wine presses but go thirsty. From the city, men groan. The mortally wounded cry for help, yet God pays no attention to this crime. The wicked are those who rebel against the light. They do not recognize its ways or stay on its paths. The murderer rises at dawn to kill the poor and needy, and by night he becomes a thief. The adulterer's eye watches for twilight, thinking, "No one will see me." And he covers his face. In the dark, they break into houses. By day, they lock themselves in, never experiencing the light. For the morning is like darkness to them. Surely they are familiar with the terrors of darkness. They float on the surface of the water. Their section of the land is cursed so that they never go to their vineyards. As dry ground and heat snatch away the melted snow, so Sheol steals those who have sinned. The womb forgets them. Worms feed on them. They are remembered no more. So injustice is broken like a tree. They prey on the childless woman who is unable to conceive and do not deal kindly with the widow. Yet God drags away the mighty by his power. When he rises up, they have no assurance of life. He gives them a sense of security so they can rely on it. But his eyes watch over their ways. They are exalted for a moment, then gone. They are brought low and shrivel up like everything else. They wither like heads of grain. If this is not true, then who can prove me a liar and show that my speech is worthless? Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "Dominion and dread belong to him, the one who establishes harmony in his heights. Can his troops be numbered? Does his light not shine on everyone? How can a human be justified before God? How can one born of woman be pure? If even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less a human who is a maggot, a son of man, who is a worm?" Then Job answered, "How you have helped the powerless and delivered the arm that is weak. How you have counseled the unwise and abundantly provided insight. With whom did you speak these words? Whose breath came out of your mouth? The departed spirits tremble beneath the waters and all that inhabit them. Sheol is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretches the north skies over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps up the water in his clouds, yet the clouds do not burst beneath its weight. He obscures the view of his throne, spreading his cloud over it. He laid out the horizon on the surface of the waters, at the boundary between light and darkness. The pillars that hold up the sky tremble, astounded at his rebuke. By his power he stirred the sea, and by his understanding he crushed Rahab. By his breath the heavens gained their beauty. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. These are but the fringes of his ways. How faint is the word we hear of him. Who can understand his mighty thunder?" Job continued his discourse, saying, "As God lives, who has deprived me of justice? And the Almighty who has made me bitter? As long as my breath is still in me, and the breath from God remains in my nostrils, my lips will not speak unjustly, and my tongue will not utter deceit. I will never affirm that you are right. I will maintain my integrity until I die. I will cling to my righteousness and never let it go. My conscience will not accuse me as long as I live. May my enemy be like the wicked and my opponent like the unjust. For what hope does the godless person have when he is cut off, when God takes away his life? Will God hear his cry when distress comes on him? Will he delight in the Almighty? Will he call on God at all times? I will teach you about God's power. I will not conceal what the Almighty has planned. All of you have seen this for yourselves. Why do you keep up this empty talk? This is a wicked man's lot from God, the inheritance the ruthless receive from the Almighty. Even if his children increase, they are destined for the sword. His descendants will never have enough food. Those who survive him will be buried by the plague, yet their widows will not weep for them. Though he piles up silver like dust and heaps up fine clothing like clay, he may heap it up, but the righteous will wear it, and the innocent will divide up his silver. The house he built is like a moth's cocoon or a shelter set up by a watchman. He lies down wealthy, but will do so no more. When he opens his eyes, it is gone. Terrors overtake him like a flood. A storm wind sweeps him away at night. An east wind picks him up and he is gone. It carries him away from his place. It blasts at him without mercy while he flees desperately from its force. It claps its hands at him and scoffs at him from its place. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the ground and copper is smelted from ore. A miner puts an end to the darkness. He probes the deepest recesses for ore in the gloomy darkness. He cuts a shaft far from human habitation in places unknown to those who walk above ground. Suspended far away from people, the miners swing back and forth. Food may come from the earth, but below the surface, the earth is transformed as by fire. Its rocks are a source of lapis lazuli, containing flecks of gold. No bird of prey knows that path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts have never walked on it. No lion has ever prowled over it. The miner uses a flint tool and turns up ore from the root of the mountains. He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eyes spot every treasure. He dams up the streams from flowing so that he may bring to light what is hidden. But where can wisdom be found? And where is understanding located? No one can know its value, since it cannot be found in the land of the living. The ocean depths say, it's not in me, while the sea declares, I don't have it. Gold cannot be exchanged for it, and silver cannot be weighed out for its price. Wisdom cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Gold and glass do not compare with it, and articles of fine gold cannot be exchanged for it. Coral and quartz are not worth mentioning. The price of wisdom is beyond pearls. Topaz from Kush cannot compare with it, and it cannot be valued in pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from, and where is understanding located? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing and concealed from the birds of the sky. Abaddon and Death say, we have heard news of it with our ears, but God understands the way to wisdom and he knows its location. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When God fixed the weight of the wind and distributed the water by measure, when he established a limit for the rain and a path for the lightning, he considered wisdom and evaluated it. He established it and examined it. He said to mankind, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn from evil is understanding. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time that we've had together in your word. We thank you, God, for wisdom. Wisdom that surpasses knowledge, that supersedes understanding. Wisdom is not drenched or draping in truth. Wisdom is truth, and it is available to us. We only have to seek wisdom. May we be people, God, who know wisdom because we live in the fear of the Lord, and we turn from evil, and we have to understand what evil is and what you call evil, not what someone else has defined for us, but what you call evil. We have to turn from evil and live in the fear of you, God. Not to be afraid of you, but to be in awe and reverence of your power and what you are capable of. Almighty God, lead us into all truth, I pray. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that's the free app. Take a look around. Download it. Send it to a friend. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are so grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or you can utilize the app. Hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, or again, utilizing the app, at the red circle button up at the top midsection, you have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. We'll continue in the book of Job, but we are close to being finished. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, good morning. This is Mary from North Carolina. It is Monday, January 5th. I just finished listening to the lesson for today. I just wanted to just do a blanket prayer for every DAB chronological listener worldwide. It's just been on my heart to just pray for everyone, because it's just things that are happening that breaks our heart, that troubles us, that we're concerned about, that we just need God with. And so right now, I just pray that the Father show up in each one's lives in the way that you specifically need for today and for the days to come. Father, if they need peace, be their peace. If they need joy, be their joy. If they need provision, be their provision. Whatever is needed, Father, you show up and be near them in the way that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're near, you love them, and care for them in all the ways that concern them. And Father, I know that you love us beyond measure. You're always good, because you can do nothing but good. And so we just thank you in advance that no matter what the situation is, you're working it out for our good according to Romans 8:28. And you give us the peace that passes all understanding. And you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. So, Father, I'm just asking you to just bless each one of us with a special touch from you, with a special love tap from you in the ways that we need it, just to know and just to understand that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning, DABC. This is Christy from Alabama. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. It is getting a lot warmer here, which is unusual, but we seem to be either, you know, freezing or burning up. Welcome to Alabama weather. Hope you all have started out well and are still here. Welcome all the newcomers. You won't regret. Want to give an update on my son, Nathan. After 2 years of trying low-dose combination medicines that don't work long, insurance has finally decided to approve a high-priced medicine that we tried desperately to get a couple of years ago. I guess they finally have seen the light and can see that we have tried and tried and tried and nothing's working long-term. So praise the Lord! We are 3 days into the new medicine. My prayer, and I ask that you pray, is that this is what he needs, what his body needs, what his mind needs, will help him to stay calm, not be aggressive, and will work long term. That is the goal. He is 28 now, so we've got to find something that works long term. My daughter is doing fabulous in college, so please pray for her as well. She goes back tomorrow. Today is January 5th. So, praying that things at our house can get calmed down soon and remain calm, and we all can take a little bit of breath of fresh air. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is from Rusty to Restored from Ohio, and I want to introduce myself to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological, as I just started this year with Jill, and I'm so excited. This is my second year, And yes, just super excited to get to know some of you. And some I know will be overlaps, and just want to pray over this community. So, dear Jesus, thank you for Brian and Jill and their abilities that they have used to bless us through your word. And I just pray this year we would make much of Jesus, and that we would realize even if we're rusty, you can restore us, in Jesus' name. So, yeah, just don't forget, even if you're rusty or you're feeling rusty on any given day, you can be restored. Over and out.
Hi, guys. It's Kate calling in. Happy New Year. I wanted to pray for Rising Above Our Circumstances in St. Louis. Sister, I remember you calling in the summer, I believe it was, asking for prayer for the people that you counsel and share Jesus with on the streets in St. Louis. Thank you again for doing that. But right now you need to reach out to others, and you've done the first step of that with us. So thank you for that. I pray that you would have the courage to share with your closest friends and your husband and a pastor if you have one, and different ministry partners perhaps, what you shared here, because this is too much for you to bear. And unfortunately, now you realize that, but it's hard to get out of caring mode. There are just certain people who can't not be the givers and the carers, and yet they ignore themselves. So I pray that, you know, take my advice for what it's worth. It broke my heart when you said you have to be strong in public and depressed and stressed in reality. Oh, Father, I ask you to give her a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit, and give her rest. Physical, mental, and spiritual rest, so that she can be a passionate and energized giver. But right now she needs to be given to, and I pray that you'd bring those folks around her and give her the courage again to take it and first to ask for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.